don't like where this is going.
I was so tempted to start singing Happy Birthday, but I feel like that would be the one time we get a copyright strike.
I feel like it's public domain now. I don't know.
Is it? Because I feel like people still make this joke about how you can't, you know, Google it. Or like you can say half of it, maybe. I don't know. I was watching something the other day where people said it's this article from 2016 says, but hold on, this other article, this article from 2023 says that it is not. Who do we trust?
I don't know.
Oh, hold on, here's a Quora article. They always put it straight. Hold on. They say no. They say it is public domain.
I don't know, because the Wikipedia page says the music and lyrics are public domain in the European Union and United States. The copyright expired in the new European Union on the 1st of January 2017.
Okay, so maybe there you go. Maybe it is. Maybe it's fine.
Could be. Yeah.
So what I was thinking is, have we ever recorded anything?
Wait, it's that song originated in 1893, right?
Yeah.
The birthday song. Then, why'd they keep the copyright for so long?
I don't know. I think that was always the question, wasn't it?
I guess.
People were like, how are they legally allowed to, like, technically should have
been. Because obviously the people who wrote it were long past.
Yeah. Their family are just riding on the coattails.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Have we ever recorded a podcast that's fallen on someone's birthday before?
Probably.
Have we? And that one's just not noticed, or?
Well, we're professionals. We just don't address.
No, we're not professionals. So we 100% would have addressed it. And that's what I was thinking before. 5 minutes ago.
I think in the thousands of podcasts we've recorded, we've probably.
We have.
I don't know if it's ever been addressed. You just have kept your birthday secret.
Yeah, so I can tell you this. We have 100% recorded on my birthday. I know that for a fact. We've recorded a back-to-back podcast night one time. And yes, it was never addressed because no one knows where my birthday is. But outside of me, have we ever recorded on yours, Kieran's, anyone else's?
I'm sure we have.
No, because we would have. Like, I would have made it a bit.
Yeah, but we just wouldn't have remembered, you know. Okay. As soon as something's recorded, it's like a blank, you know. Unless it's funny, then, or like a meme, a bit that we can call back to, you know.
Yeah, like me consistently referencing that you don't know what your age is,
which is the longest running joke here at these West Shore.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even make the joke in public. I literally sent you a personal DM, and I still made it a joke.
Yeah.
So good. So, Ash.
Yes.
What did you get?
I got a PSN gift voucher.
Fucking. How much for?
$80.
It's not even a full game these days.
That's fair. And some sweets. We went out to lunch. So.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
A nice cafe.
Is it a place you like, or did it get picked for you?
I don't know. It got picked. I'd never been there before, but it was pretty good. For a nice staff, the food was good, so can't complain.
Can't even remember the name of the place. Can't be that
good. I don't want to give out any free plugs, so. You know?
Not that sponsorship?
Yeah. I also don't want them inundated with new customers.
Mm.
Because then it'll be super busy when I go there. So.
What, a year from now?
Yeah.
That all you did? What else did you do today?
That was it. No, and then procrastinated on the stuff I was supposed to do. Sounds about right. Like every other
day. I mean, that sounds like a regular day, so it's not really.
Well, birthdays are just regular days, Dylan. You know? People want to make them a big deal, a big thing. They're just another day on the calendar. One day closer to death, you know?
I mean, it's true.
You just mark it better, like, you know.
Factually, you are correct, you know.
Yeah.
But I feel like either you should have just been like, I'm not going to attempt to do anything that I should be doing because it's my birthday, which would have led to no procrastination because you wouldn't have had the choice of procrastinate, and just made the choice to do something you actually wanted to do, or have actually done the shit.
That's not like how life works.
Like, you're telling me that you wouldn't have rather to, instead of procrastinate, what did you do? What was your procrastination of choice?
I literally was just, I was prepping stuff for later in the week, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Instead of writing the thing that I should be writing, checking movie trailers for what do you want to watch this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's like, what, half an hour?
No, I did. I went through multiple trailers and then I have to prep other stuff. But yeah, I could have probably used that time to do something else. But
if you could have, hold on, quick. Do we have cake?
No, I didn't have cake.
You don't have cake? Do you usually have cake?
No.
I'm not a cake person.
I mean, I'll have cake if there's cakes there, but I'm not demanding a cake on my birthday, you know?
I feel like you should. Right?
Do you demand cake on your birthday whenever it is?
No, because I can't really eat
December
it.
7th?
Like, it's like... It's such a random day. What led to that day? <That's curious. laughs>
I know it's late in the year.
Well, I can confirm it is later in the year, yeah. It's definitely, I'm nowhere near my birthday currently, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I like cake, but my problem is my body hates cake, with the majority of the way it's like.
Well, it depends on the cake, right?
Yeah. I mean, if I go to a general cake store, there's no cakes I can get there. I go to Coles the other day, there's just no cakes nothing. I can eat there, you know? Like, I was looking for a cake, but.
Not even the old school, like, chocolate cake? No, the chocolate's got milk.
No.
Yeah, you're screwed.
I'm screwed. Like, that's part of life.
It's like, but... yeah. It's like icing.
Yep, you got it.
That's, that's the thing. I used to like basic cake.
The problem is that it all has, like, people put butter.
A lot of put, like, butter and cream and stuff in it. Yeah, you have to get very specific. Like, even carrot cake, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, it's fine. Like, I have made cake by replacing
the
lactose options, but
that's not what you want for your birthday, though, to make your own cake.
No. What would your ideal day be?
Just being left alone to do absolutely nothing.
If you could do anything in the world on your birthday, what would it be?
I don't know. Yeah. In a perfect world, you know, go see a couple movies and go have a cool dinner with friends. That's it. Yeah.
All right, that's an acceptable answer. I feel like my perfect birthday would be like the same thing, I feel.
Yeah. And then I win the lotto at the end of the day. That would be that would really be the topper on the cake, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That I don't need.
Like, if my birthday was today, right?
If is my it?
Birthday was your birthday. This whole time, imagine we're shared. The funniest fucking, if it was, that'd be the best fucking secret I've kept forever. That'd be amazing. No, I am 100% truthful. We are nowhere near my birthday.
All right.
If my birthday was today and if I was you, that I was dreaming of my birthday today, I feel like my dream day would be to get flown to fly to either Sydney or Melbourne and rewatch Dune in IMAX.
Like every year?
No. Like, but if my birthday was today, right?
Okay.
Today, I was thinking, like, what would be a cool thing to do? But you know, like, in a world where I'm trying to pick something that's both realistic but also, you know, pushing the boundaries a bit, I'd be like getting on a plane, find an IMAX screen. We're watching Dune today.
Yeah, they have a back-to-back screening again.
They probably do. I'd watch it
in IMAX.
Yeah, in IMAX. I'd get to watch Dune 1 and 2 in IMAX.
That's it. That is a pretty good dream.
At least I have a dream, you know?
dreams are overrated.
Because I feel it's quite funny because whenever Kieran has like birthdays or celebrations or Christmases or anything, he'll be like, all right, so I'm working really hard and it's stressing me out, guys. Like I'm really stressed about making my wish list of presents that my parents have to get me. Yep. And then you're like, I did nothing.
Yeah.
Couldn't be fucked asking for a cake either. Kieran's like, here's my fucking 10-step plan to get my parents to buy me.
Yeah, I don't know. Birthday is just not, it's always been like a, for me, you know. It's another day. So it's nice to receive things. It's nice to get well wishes from all your friends. I've got messages from a bunch of people. That's always nice. But yeah, it's not the end of the world. I'm not like those freaking weirdos who need like a whole birthday month dedicated to them. Like who take their birthdays very seriously. I can't imagine being anything like that.
How do you do that? You haven't seen like there's people
who are obsessed with their birthdays. It's like their whole world kind of revolves around their birthday being this very special day all about them, you know? It's like a bridezilla, but it's about their birthday.
And for
you haven't seen, month, like, what? Reddit comments and that kind of stuff?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
But a whole month, how do you do that? Like, how do you just...
Well, I think you just celebrate... Month. You bring up your month... Like, you just bring up the month as something that should be celebrated about you. So and then your birthday is
day
like...
day into the month.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, I was born in March. So, the whole of March is for me.
Yeah.
I tell you what, if you have someone in your life who's doing that to you, I would suggest...
You cut them out. I know. Your number disappeared from my phone.
Because what do they ask? What would they be asking you to do? Like, go out every day? Like, how do you celebrate? I can't think of enough things.
I reckon it's probably more the direct partners and, like, direct family that has to deal with the bulk of it. You know?
Yeah, but what like literally like a present a day? Like what do we
No, just being super nice to them all the time.
Fucking hell. It's tiring, eh?
It would be.
It's exhausting. I mean I get what you're saying, like I as obviously someone who doesn't do fuck off.
Who shit their birthday yet? October 29th.
Fuck, I wish my birthday was like around October 29th. Closer to Halloween, that'd be good for me, actually. I'd love it if my birthday fell like on Halloween. Can confirm birthday not October 31st. Would love that though.
Okay, we're narrowing it down. 363 days to go.
I had you know, because we're at least can confirm also not a leap year baby, so
yeah.
Which
I yeah, did you see all the articles this year? Like, this person's just celebrated their 11th birthday.
Yeah.
They're 78 years old. Oh, whatever the math is.
45. I had my librarian in primary school was a leap year baby. And I remember her explaining to me, and I was probably in like grade 3 or 4 at this time, explaining to me like her birthday fell on the 29th and being like explaining what that meant. And my mind I remember just being like blown. Like, I was like, what the fuck? Like, you're basically a dog. Like, you have weird years of celebration, you know? You celebrate, you have leap years. You don't have
normal. Everybody has leap years.
No, but like, you have, you're technically like, yeah, as you're saying, like, technically these people are like half their age. No, quarter. Even less than quarter of those, sorry, yeah.
Well, they've celebrated a quarter birthdays as their age.
Yeah. I feel like that, I wouldn't like that because that would just freak me out for the rest of my life, I feel. Like, constant. I actually struggle to remember.
It would be a constant point of discussion anytime, like, someone sold the date of birth.
Yeah, this sounds like I'm exaggerating, but I'm not. Between, like, 25 to 30... I consistently had to, if I tried to remember what my age was, I would actually have to sometimes go, okay, if I was born in 90, like I totally understand. Like, but I never did it in a public forum that has had to haunt me for the rest of my life. So
yeah, something is in audio form to always be.
And even after turning 30, like I remembered the year I was turning 30, right? Because that was a Ashley Hobley approved year of celebration, right? But ever since then, I now do it again. Like every year after, I'm like, am I still 30? No, hold on. Like 31. Like I consistently have to like try and work it out. So did you wake up this morning actually knowing how old you were, or did you have to work it out?
No, because I did the math the other day.
Okay, so the other day, did you know how old you were turning? Or did you had to work it out one day?
I was close, you know. It was down to a couple of numbers. You know? Once you get to this age, you just forget.
Yeah.
You know? It's not important.
I wonder if I'll start when I get like the year away from 35, if my brain will suddenly zone in on that number like it did 30, or that'll pass, or if I won't.
For you, it will, because you think 35 is an important number. So,
well, according to a lot of anniversaries,
according to capitalism, 35 is an important anniversary to celebrate.
According to the Super Mario Bros. 35 Anniversary Edition collection I've got, it is an important number. So, or will I wait till 40? And then suddenly my brain goes, you better remember that one.
Don't know. Probably.
Do you ever wonder, when you're sitting here, and both of us, even though you're a little bit older than me, but we're both staring down 40. Do you ever wonder what the fuck we're doing?
When we hit that, in a few years' time, are we going to keep going?
Do you ever wonder what life's about?
Do you ever wonder the meaning of life? Do you ever
wonder where your life's going?
No, I block those negative thoughts out. You know? It's like sport. You just need to take things one day at a time. Don't think too far ahead.
Sometimes I have these thoughts, right?
Where yeah.
So, because when I turned 25, my dad was turning 50 the same year. So it hit me that year that I'm now at the age he was when he was having me, you. Right? And ever since then, I've had these consistent thoughts of, oh, I do go to work. I have a job, right?
Yeah.
I do all that. But the rest of my free time is devoted to
stuff you did when you were 16, 17.
Shit that I did literally half my age still. And I have no regrets. And I don't know if I should.
Yeah, you're like comic book guy from The Simpsons. It's like, devote my entire life to these comic books. Life well spent.
You know, do you ever have those thoughts, or is that just me?
Occasionally you're like, oh, what am I doing with my life? You know, is this the best use of my time? Could I have something more? The answer is no. So we're all good. Wife, kids, house with picket fence. Overrated.
Well, like
I've taken the
questions about anything about like house and like anything of that choice. I've stopped even. My devil and angel, I think even the devil goes, no, you're right on that. Like, that's not actually your fault.
Like, the angel's like, the devil's like, oh, you should buy this expensive PC card. The angel's like, yeah, you're not going to be able to save up for anything else.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much, you know, when I brought my car, the angel and devil was like, this is probably a better use of your money right now because you are never going to have enough.
Even though this is going to depreciate in value like super rapidly fast, it's money better spent than trying to save up to.
Because at the moment, on your salary, it would still take me years. Years.
Mm.
10 plus years probably. So anyway, isn't that depressing? Anyway, birthdays. Isn't that depressing?
Yeah,
anyway,
birthdays are depressing and we should stop celebrating them.
I would love a lactose-free cream shake. By the way, strawberries and cream would be my.
I feel like if you did not live in Tasmania, you'd be able to find that reasonably easier.
I feel like if I did not live in Tasmania is a starting to a lot of.
But no, that's not fair. If you didn't live in not a capital city.
So if I lived in Hobart.
I reckon you'd be able to find one easier if you lived in Hobart. Would be my guess.
Yeah, probably sure. All I know is we have a shop here called the Cheesecake Shop. Mm. And I know, given the name, I should not be as disappointed as I am, but I'm consistently disappointed in their cake choices.
They're just filled with cheese?
I mean, they're just no lactose-free options. And I'm like, mate, but the lactose comes out of the cheese. I know you call it the Cheesecake Shop, but anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going with this, so let's record. I can't catch it.